It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
All those heavy winds resulting in many downed trees and power lines. Ken Kujawa with National Grid is joining us now on the line. Ken, thanks so much for being on with us this morning. I want to start with the situation now. What are you looking at in terms of power outages that are still on your board?
Sure. So right now we have about 7,900 customers that are still out of power in our 11-county Western Division here in Western New York. And so when we take a look at where we've been over the last 24 hours, we had service interrupted to just over 76,000 customers in our Western Division, and we restored power to about 90% of those customers. But, you know, we still have work to do. We're going to hammer away at this today and, you know, keep working until we can get everybody back in. The areas that are hardest hit and some singles, you know, there's a chance that, you know, we may see restoration go into tomorrow, but we're going to work as hard as we can today to restore power to the remaining customers that are currently out.
What were some of those areas that were hardest hit yesterday that you're looking at?
Out here in, you know, I'll call the immediate Buffalo area, you know, Erie County, you know, saw the highest number of outages. We were just under 10,000 in Erie County, and we've been able to drive that number down. We're right now about 2,400 out in Erie County. Orleans and Niagara County, both of those counties took big hits as well. The way the winds came, you know, it hit Erie and then, you know, proceeded in a northeasterly direction. And so, you know, when we look at the outages, Erie, Niagara, Orleans were the hardest hit areas that we saw with power outages yesterday.
People always want to know, you know, when are the lights coming back on and why do I see some people getting their power back on and not my home? What are some of the factors that might cause it to take longer for some areas or some homes than others?
It depends on the extent of the damage that we realized with our infrastructure. You know, we had a lot of trees come down yesterday. We have to get forestry crews out. We have to cut those trees down. We have to remove the trees, and then we have to see what the level of damage is that was caused. The biggest challenge that we have is when we have broken poles. Broken poles, you know, replacing those, transferring all the facilities onto the new poles is a very time-consuming process. Those take hours to accomplish, and so each case is different. Each situation is different. But, you know, we have an emergency response plan and we have restoration procedures that we follow. That's our game plan when we attack a storm like we had hit us yesterday. And, you know, what we are doing right now is throwing all the resources that we have, which are our employees plus the additional 500 personnel that we brought in from outside of National Grid to support our restoration efforts. We're going to throw everything we can at the remaining 7,900 to try to get these customers back up as quickly as we can.
How were crews able to get out there in those high winds yesterday?
Yeah, you know, we will, you know, work through those conditions. You know, we have to do an assessment in terms of, you know, again, what the damage is. But, you know, our folks are very dedicated. We take a lot of pride in our system. We know that our customers are counting on us, especially, you know, this time of the year, you know, when the temperatures are colder and being without power, you know, obviously has an impact, you know, on heating their home, lights out, et cetera. you know, we understand the sensitivity and we want to get everyone back in service as quickly as they want to get back in. But you have to understand that sometimes the magnitude of the damage is such that the restoration process, you know, isn't always instant. There's a lot of time and work that has to go into restoring power, especially in areas where we have broken poles and a lot of damage to our infrastructure.
Well, Ken, thanks so much for taking the time to explain some of this with us and giving us the update. Ken Kujawa with National Grid.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.